Thank you for listening to today's podcast. For more information, go to generousjew.co.uk. Today's podcast is brought to us by Sam Scott, Diocesan Environment Officer. For 2024, our focus verse is Luke chapter 18, verse 27. What is impossible with man is possible with God. All of our podcasters will be reflecting on times of receiving generosity and sharing the personal impact it left on their life.
Last summer, I went on retreat to a Benedictine monastery for a few days. A core part of Benedictine life is hospitality. The rule of St. Benedict draws on Jesus' words in Matthew 25, verse 35, and encourages monks to welcome guests as though they are welcoming Christ. As a way of living this out, many monasteries offer free lodging to guests for a few days. And over the course of my stay there, I ate with the monks and joined in their daily patterns of life and prayer. I was struck by the simplicity of this extraordinary act of generosity. There were no grand gestures, they didn't make any significant change to their patterns, they simply welcomed me and invited me to join in. They offered the resources they had, food, a place to sleep, and their prayerful presence. And this challenged me in two ways. I found myself reflecting on the regularity and the simplicity of their generosity. First, the regularity. As I mentioned, they didn't roll out the red carpet or change their plans or order a great feast to extend hospitality and generosity to me. They didn't need to do that because generosity is an ordinary, regular part of their life. Each week, they welcome a new group of people to share in their gifts. It is part of their rhythm to be generous and hospitable. There's, of course, always space for audacious acts of generosity. But I was challenged to consider how I might be more generous in the everyday rhythms of my life. How could I welcome and share with others on a daily basis? The second area that I was challenged in was simplicity. In welcoming me to their community, offering me a bed to sleep in, food to eat, and a community to pray with, the monks simply shared what they had. Of course, when they built the monastery, they made enough space for guests, and every night they cook a little bit extra so that they can share. They've set themselves up to share. But their generosity is primarily an overflow of the gifts they have been given and nurtured over time. It made me reflect on the gifts that I've been given and how I might be more generous, not just more regularly, but in smaller, simpler ways too. It's so tempting to think of generosity as big acts of or large expensive gifts, when so often our most meaningful acts of generosity are a few words or simply our presence. I was reminded of this a few months after visiting the monastery, actually, when I received an encouragement from a friend. Their words lifted me up, and what might have been a simple act for them gave me a whole new perspective. Sometimes it's those small, simple gifts that are all that are needed to help us build a regular practice of generosity. In my role as Diocesan Environment Officer, I see this opportunity to offer generosity on a weekly basis as I visit parishes. Our church communities are often the recipient of an amazing gift in our building and in the church sites, even if occasionally those buildings might be a bit of a challenge. Sometimes they are the only real accessible green space in our communities. And so we have an opportunity to follow in the monks' footsteps, taking this gift, our small patch of creation given to us by God, and sharing it with our communities. But like the monks, we have to be intentional, caring for what we have, that we might share it with others. Many churches have found the act of caring for creation to be another gift that they can offer and share with their community. And it's out of the overflow of this small gift of creation that we have been given that we have a chance to regularly and simply offer it to our wider community. Like the monks who gave out of who they are and whose impact was magnified in me through the Holy Spirit, we have an opportunity to share the gift of God's creation with our wider community and see it magnified through God, who does what might seem impossible to us. In so doing, we invite our communities to see something more of who God is, the creator of this great gift of creation. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your gifts to us. From the gift of each breath we take, to our relationships, to creation all around us. We praise you for the extravagance and simplicity of your generosity. Help us to enjoy and care for these gifts that you've given us, and may they inspire us to simple, regular acts of generosity in our own lives. Amen.